Well, the Hill Street grocer, which is quite a significant chain now around Tasmania with 9 stores, is moving to the next step. They will be bag-free. At the moment, of course, you can purchase one. I did see them on their website canvassing that with their customers a little while ago about using boxes and other methods. And with me is the owner of Hill Street grocer, Nick Nicotaris. Nick, good afternoon.
Hello, Louise. How are you?
I'm well. It's a big step, isn't it? It's one that you thought about carefully before taking it?
Certainly did think about it carefully, but I think it's absolutely the right decision to make. I think we've been having an ongoing conversation for over 18 months about the use of plastic bags, and I think we really wanted to ask our customers, after quite a bit of anecdotal discussion, to say that they wanted it, they wanted the plastic bags removed. So we undertook a comprehensive survey of 1,800 people across the state, and they all very emphatically asked us to look at removing the plastic bag. So that's what we're doing.
I guess the next step is the confidence that they not only talk the talk but walk the walk, that they really mean it when it comes to themselves, not what they aspire to themselves, Nick.
Look, that's true. But I would say that more and more people are becoming aware of the impact that plastic bags have on the environment. And so, and people are making a more conscientious and informed decision about that. What we're going to try and do, of course, is that everyone is human. You'll turn up and you'll forget your bags. There's always issues when you're trying to shop and look after a family and run a busy life. So we will have alternatives for customers if they choose. If they've forgotten their bags, there'll be boxes available for them. They'll also, we're looking at partnering with Plastic Wise Taruna with Sarah Berry, and where we're looking at introducing community bags. So people, it's like a bag library. So you've forgotten your bag, just grab this one and return it next time you come and shop. So we're really trying to involve as many people within the community to make it easier for people not to need a plastic bag.
Mm.
We'll also be providing a paper bag for customers so that they'll be able to purchase along with a dollar bag. So there's a number of options for them if they've forgotten to bring their own bag.
Mm. You mentioned the survey that you undertook. I did see that floating online. Would you say it was overwhelmingly in favour of this change? Was there some resistance?
88% of customers wanted the change. And then there was around about 5% that said maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we there was another about 6% that said no. We delved through the responses as to why there was a no or a maybe. And quite a bit of it was centred around things like they use the current plastic bag to use as bin liners, and then others felt that they would be punished if they didn't have a bag or they'd forgotten to bring a bag. So that's why we thought we'd introduce a number of measures around providing boxes, providing other paper bags, and we are looking at finding a really good bin liner that's biodegradable that we will be offering at a very, very cheap price for those people that find it difficult with the bin liners.
The boxes is a good option, isn't it? I mean, you get probably most of what you have delivered to the shops comes in boxes, and they're the boxes that will go back out with the customers, are they, Nick?
Yes, exactly right. So it's all about reusing and repurposing. I think it's really what the community is looking for. I think generally we're all becoming, particularly with shows like The War on Waste, where people are becoming a lot more informed about what an individual action may mean to the environment. So I think the whole idea of repurposing and recycling and being a little bit smarter about what we do with things is a good idea, and it's certainly welcomed by a lot of our customers.
Mm. Do you think there's grounds to consider the next development within the shops themselves, such as the plastic bags for loose fruit and vegetables and the plastic containers that some of the goods can be sold in from the deli chain?
Yes, look, that's certainly our next stage. So we really want to be able to implement these plastic bag changes by November. And then the next stage will be to look at the produce bags and the deli containers.
Mm.
We do allow, and we very much welcome customers to come and bring their own containers for deli use. We're quite flexible and able to accommodate that quite easily. The produce bags, certainly, we will be looking at. We do have, at the moment, recyclable produce bag that can be purchased, which is a fantastic option. But what we're also doing is offering paper bags. So if people don't want to use the produce plastic bag, there is a paper bag available for them to use, and we're finding more and more people using that now.
Yeah, the biodegradable bag that you're looking to source, that's the next step really forward, isn't it, in terms of reducing the waste, I think, Nick? Looking for the biodegradable bag that you're trying to source now, that's kind of the ultimate step forward in disposable plastic, isn't it?
There is quite a bit of discussion around the biodegradable plastic bag, and there's some science around the fact that it needs to biodegrade with heat and sun. So there are some issues with that, and I think the science will get better over time. What we're proposing to do is try to use paper bag as much as possible and try to avoid the biodegradable plastic bag in the first instance.
And what's the starting date, Nick?
1st of November.
Right.
So on the 1st of November, we'll be plastic bag shopping bag free.